జయ రాధా కృష్ణ యుగల మిలన
జయ జయ రాధా కృష్ణ యుగల మిలన
ఆరతి కరో వేళలీ తది సఖి గణారతి
కరో లాలి ఆది సఖి గణా
మదన మోహన రూప త్రిభంగ సుందర
మదన
పీతాంబర శిఖిపుచ్చ చూడామనోహర
పీతాంబర శిఖిపుచ్చ చూడామనోహర
లలిత మాధవ వామే వృషభాను
లలితా మాధవ వామే వృషభాను కన్యా
సునీల వసనా గౌరీ రౌపే గుణే ధన్యా
సునీల వసనా గౌరీ రౌపే గుణే ధన్
లలితా మాధవ వామే వృషభాను కన్యా
లలితా మాధవ వామే వృషభాను కన్యా
సునీల వసనా గౌరీ రూపే గుణే ధన్యా సునీల వసనా గౌరీ
రూపే గుణే ధన్యా
నానా విధాలంకార కోరె ఝలమాలా
నవిదాలంకార కోరె ఝలమాలా
హరి మనో విమోహన వదన ఉజ్వల
హరి మనో విమో
విశాఖాది సఖీ గణ నానా రాగ గాయా
విశాఖాది సఖీ గణ నానా రాగ గాయా
ప్రియ నర్మ సఖీయత కామరఢులాయా
ప్రియ నర్మ సఖీయత కామరఢులాయా
శ్రీ రాధా మాధవ పద సరసీజ ఆశే
శ్రీ రాధా మాధవ పద సరసీజ
వకతి వినోద సఖీ పదే సుఖే భాసే
భక్తి వినోద సఖీ పదే సుఖ భాసే
जय जय राधा कृष्ण युगल मिलना
जय जय राधा कृष्ण युगल मिलना
आरती करावे लाले साधे सखे गाना हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा
कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम
राम राम
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम
जय जय राधा कृष्ण योगल मिलना जय जय राधा कृष्ण
युगल
आरती करवे ललित साधि सखे गणा आरती ललित राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे राधा माधव राधे
राधा माधव राधा
राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधे
राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधे
राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधे
राधा वृंदावन
राधा कुंज बिहारी राधा कुंज बिहारी राधा कुंज बिहारी राधे
राधा कुंज बिहारी राधा कुंज बिहारी राधे
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय श्री चैतन्य जय
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर
भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन के श्री श्री गौनिताय की श्री राधा कुंज बिहारी की श्रील प्रभुपाद की समावेद भक्त वृंद की चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि गौर
I started with this song today because we are starting a new chapter, Ramandrayan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussion. So therefore, we sang this Radha Krishna Yugala Milan. Beautiful song it is. So, I'm supposed to show you another PPT, just a minute. Krishna. So, 8th chapter of Madhya Leela, we are starting today. Coming? Okay. It has to be set, it's all right. Yeah. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuvan Melidam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला 8th चैप्टर वी आर एंटरिंग इट ए न्यू चैप्टर टुडे वेरी वेरी ब्यूटिफुल चैप्टर Conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. We'll be learning several things in this chapter. One of the first things is the humility of Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their mutual exchanges, which teach us about Vaishnava's quality of Vaishnava's. We will also understand Sajatiya, Vijatiya, about how to identify people with like-minded devotees and associate with them. So association, Priti Lakshanam, how to do it. That is one of the first things we will learn in this pastime. Subsequently, many deep philosophical points will be clarified in their conversation. So they both, Chaitanya and Ramandraya, are compared to miners. You know miner? Miner, M-I-N-E-R, gold miner. So when miners are digging, mountain, they dig out many valuables like gold and silver and diamond, and they are digging and bringing out deeper and deeper understanding of the Absolute Truth, Krishna, and the relationship of the jivas with Krishna. So that is one of the great specialties of this chapter. And Lord Chaitanya is going to reveal himself to Ramananda in this chapter. This meeting is very unique, very special. Why? Lord Chaitanya is Krishna and Ramananda is Arjuna. So it is like whose meeting? Krishna-Arjuna meeting. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in whose mood? Radharani's mood. And Ramananda is in whose mood? Vishakha's mood. So it's also a meeting of Vishakha and Radharani. Like you see Radha and Krishna standing on either side, we have Lalita and Vishakha. So Vishakha is personally coming and meeting Radharani. And in that too, when they have descended, here Lord Chaitanya has descended in Navadvip and our Ramananda is in South India. That means they are meeting for the first time. So you can imagine what emotions must have been exchanged between them, isn't it? So it's a very, very beautiful chapter it is. So I'm going to show you the themes now, seven themes in this chapter. Please read it. First theme.
Lord Chaitanya meets Ramananda Rai by the Godavari River.
Yeah. Because Sarvabhattacharya had told, please meet my friend Ramananda Rai. So Mahaprabhu goes to meet him.
The question number one, the highest perfection of human life, sadhya.
So Mahaprabhu will ask questions and then Ramananda Rai will give answers. Okay.
Question two, the truth of Radha and Krishna and their pastimes. Question three, sadhana, the process to attain the highest goal. The greatest thing.
Greatest things.
Things.
So there are many things. Like he will ask about, you know, Lord Chaitanya will ask many questions to Ramananda Rai. What is the greatest pain? What is the greatest joy? Like that. Separation from Lord devotee is the greatest pain. Like that he will give answers. It's like one-liners. One question will be asked and then he will give answer like that, responding to that.
Lord Chaitanya reveals his form, Ramananda Rai.
To Ramananda Rai.
To Ramananda. Glories of conversations of Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai.
Yeah. Actually, why Mahaprabhu is saying like this, he's closing his mouth because now Mahaprabhu goes into the ecstasy of Radharani's Mahabha. He's remembering all the pastimes of Krishna and the Gopas and Gopis in Vrindavan. And tears are erupting from his eyes and he is going to manifest Mahabha. So Mahaprabhu many times will restrain himself from manifesting it in open public. So he was amazed by Ramananda Rai's depth of understanding of the Madhurya Bhakti. So these are the seven themes. Although it looks like only seven themes, the number of verses are many under each theme. Like for example, this is the first one, 56 verses are there. Mahaprabhu meeting Ramananda Rai, which we will try to cover today. The first. Okay. So we will go to the verses. Okay, I will also show you a quick summary of this particular section. So that okay, the 8th chapter. See, Mahaprabhu is meeting Ramananda Rai. Please recite this verse. Sancharya Rama Vida Bhakta Meghe Swabhakti Siddhanta Chayamritani Gaurabdhiretair Amuna Vitirnai Tagnyatva Ratna Layatam Prayati. So we will read from there. This is the one now. Just now we read now. Please read the translation, please.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gauranga, is the ocean of all conclusive knowledge in devotional service. He empowers Sri Ramananda Rai, who may be likened to a cloud of devotional service. This cloud was filled with the water of all the conclusive purports of devotional service and was empowered by the ocean to spread this water over the sea of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Thus, the ocean of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became filled with the jewels of knowledge of pure devotional service.
See, the most amazing thing in this analogy is what? The clouds are compared to Ramananda Rai. And the clouds are formed from where?
Ocean.
From the ocean. And the clouds are formed in the sky. And then generally the clouds go a faraway place and they pour down and the rivers come back. Isn't it? Here what happens? The cloud pours back on the ocean itself of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like that he says. But there is something special that happens. Because what happens when the water pours down, that time there are sippi, we call it, no, seashells, which are having open mouth. When the Swati rain falls, it closes and then goes in the ocean and it does like this. And then what comes out is a pearl. Navaratnas come out from that, isn't it? At a particular constellation and particular range, they say like that. That's what he's saying. Now, what is the difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being a ocean and Ramananda just becoming cloud? When the cloud pours, the jewels are added here, you see? Jewels of knowledge of pure devotional service. Actually, Mahaprabhu knows all of it, but he makes Ramananda speak it. Correct, no? Like that is glorifying him very beautifully. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So now the third verse onwards, 3rd to 8th, is going to go to G.R. Narasimha temple. Mahaprabhu will go. After that he meets Ramananda Rai. So we will complete that small section. Purvarite Prabhu Age Gamana Karila. Jiyada Narasimha Kshetre Katadina Gila.
According to his previous program, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went forward on his tour and after some days arrived at the place of pilgrimage known as Jiyada Narasimha.
So now Mahaprabhu came from where now? Kurmagram, where he met two devotees, Kurma Brahman and Vasudev Leper. After delivering Vasudev Leper, now Mahaprabhu is going further down, he's going to Jiyada Narasimha temple. The Prabhupada is saying here about, you know, you're on the top of a hill, 5 miles from Vishakhapatnam, that means way down. You have seen the seashore, no? We have a temple opposite to the ocean, you know, ISKCON temple. So Prabhupada is saying about that. And then he is saying there is a railway station on the south, southern railway known as Simhachalam, and now it's in the vicinity of Vishakhapatnam. He is saying, yeah, he says that, on one stone tablet it's mentioned that formerly a queen covered the deity with gold plate. He's saying, yeah. The original deity is situated within the depths of the temple. But there's another deity, a duplicate known as Vijayamurti. Smaller deity can be moved from the temple and taken on public processions like that, he says. Yeah. But yeah, Ramacharya Sampradaya people are taking care of the temple, he's saying. So he's talking about that place. Please recite this. Narsimha dekhiya kaila dandavat pranati. Prema veshe kaila bahun ritya gita stuti. Yeah.
Upon seeing the deity of Lord Narsimha in the temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his respectful obeisances by falling flat. Then, in ecstatic love, he performed various dances, chanted and offered prayers.
Because for Mahaprabhu, two characters are very dear for Mahaprabhu in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahalada and Dhruva. Whenever he heard the Dhruva Charitra, Prahalada Charitra from Gadadhar Pandit, Mahaprabhu would tell them, speak it again, he would tell them. Speak it again all over. Actually, that section is a very long section. Prahalada's section is 7.1 to 7.10, isn't it? So, 10 chapters. Similarly, Dhruva Charitra starts from? In the 4th canto. Now, it goes on till so many chapters and exhaustive chapters also. But Mahaprabhu would hear them over and over again. So here, Mahaprabhu is feeling ecstatic, seeing Lord Narasimha and his dear devotee Prahalad. In great ecstasy, he is chanting and dancing. And he is reciting the prayers also. Shri Narasimha, Jaya Narasimha, Jaya Jaya Narasimha. Prahladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa.
Prahladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa.
Yeah?
All glories to Narasimha Dev. All glories to Narasimha Dev, who is the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj. And like a honeybee, is always engaged in beholding the lotus face of the goddess of fortune.
Yes. Purport?
The goddess of fortune is always. is embraced by Lord Narasimha Dev. This is mentioned in the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam written by the great commentator Srila Sridhar Swami. The following verse was composed by Srila Sridhar Swami.
Yes. And you're saying that, you read the translation?
Lord Narasimha Dev is always assisted by Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and is always embracing the goddess of fortune to his chest. The Lord is always complete in knowledge within himself. Let us offer our obeisances unto Narasimha Dev.
Yeah. And Sridhar Swami also describes Narasimha Dev here also. Prahalad Hridaya Ahladam Bhakta Vidya Vidaranam Sharadinduruchim Vande Parindra Vadanam Harim. Yeah.
Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Narasimha Dev, who is always enlightening Prahlad Maharaj within his heart and who always kills the nescience that attacks the devotees. His mercy is distributed like moonshine and his face is like that of a lion. Let me offer my obeisances unto him again and again.
That means, although his face is ferocious looking like a lion, his mercy is like moonshine. That is Sheetal. Moonshine is cooling, isn't it? So, therefore Lord Narasimha has two eyes, one hot eye and one cool eye, sun and moon. So, cool eye for whom? Prahlad. And hot eye for Hiranyakashipu, to punish him, isn't it? So, in this way, one shouldn't think that, oh, Lord is looking so ferocious, even Lakshmi is not ready to go near him. Sakshat, the verse says, you know, Sakshat, Shri Preshita Deva Drishtva Atam Mahadadbutam Adrishta Ashruta Purvatvat Na Upeya Yashankita. She says that, I have never seen my husband in such angry mood before. Adrishta, huh? Ashruta, and I have never heard from others also that he can become so angry. Huh? So it's very horrifying scene for me. And I can't go. Like that, Lakshmiji spoke, you know, inspired by the Leela Shakti. And the reason why Leela Shakti inspired her to say so is to promote Prahlad in front of Lord Narasimha and make him offer the prayers to Lord Narasimha and get the credit of, you know, being the hero of that section of Bhagavatam. So Lakshmi took a back seat and Prahlad took a front seat on the order of Brahma and other demigods like that. But the very fact that Lakshmi is sitting on his lap now and Lord is embracing shows that it is not that Lakshmiji is always horrified by Narasimha. Actually, you will find Prahlad in one lap and Lakshmi in another lap. You will find both. Lakshmi is the mother, Narasimha is father, Prahlad is the child. All three together. You will see like that in South India deity, you will see like that. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya felt a great ecstasy, especially because Prahlada's character of feeling ecstatic love and surrender to Lord despite all odds, all difficulties, was very much appreciated by Lord Chaitanya.
Ugropyanugrayevayam Svavaktanam Drukeshari Keshari Vasapotanam Anyesham Ugravikramaha.
Actually, our Sridhar Swami's deity name has Keshari name in that. It comes Nrikeshari. Yes.
Although very ferocious, the lioness is very kind to her cubs. Similarly, although very ferocious to non-devotees like Hiranyakashipu, Lord Narasimha Dev is very, very soft and kind to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj.
See, he has only composed it. See here. This was composed by Sridhar Swami in his commentary on the 7th canto. Isn't it?
Yai mata nana shloka padistuti kaila Drasimha seva kamala prasadani dila.
So wherever Mahaprabhu went, first thing he will do is to chant and dance in great ecstasy, and after that he will look at the deity and then he will offer some prayers, stuti. Just like he looked at Ganga and offered the prayer of Yamuna, no? You remember? Before coming to Shantipur. Before coming to the home of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. He thought it is Yamuna. So he saw Ganga and offered the prayer to Yamuna, glorifying. And then our Advaita Acharya Prabhu came and said, wherever my Lord you are, that is Vrindavan, all that he said. So Mahaprabhu's movement is like this. Go to your place, do chanting, dancing, in great ecstasy, and then recite some prayers in glorification of the deity. Achyudananda Bhanavata, Sananda Suno, Gatri, 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 it comes like that. What's the last? Yeah. So, in the same manner, here also, first he sang and danced, and now he is offering prayers now. And then the pujari is bringing garland, prasadam, and offering it on the neck of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is saying that Nana Shloka Padi, many, many verses he recited in front of Lord Narasimha. So, this is one of the ways we have to take darshan of the deities of the Lord. That when we see a particular deity, the shlokas pertaining to the deity and pertaining to that particular form of the Lord should be offered, like Sita Ram or Lakshmi Narayan or Radha Krishna or Narasimha or Varaha. If one sees the deity of Varaha, there are beautiful verses sung by the Brahmanas. Janaloka Vasinaha, they are recited. Brahmanas and demigods, they are reciting many, many verses in Bhagavatam. In the same manner, you want to glorify Narasimha, Prahlad's prayers are there. Very wonderful prayers like that. And it can be a Rupa Dhyanam, the form of Narasimha, and it can be Guna Dhyanam, then it can be, you know, Leela Dhyanam, or it can also be, you know, Nam, Rupa, Guna, Leela, all of them. And we can offer prayer to Narasimha for protection and purification. Yeah.
पूर्ववत कोणा विप्रे कैला निमंत्रणा सही रात्रि ताहर ही करिला गमना
Translation.
As usual, a Brahmana offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu an invitation. The Lord passed the night in the temple and then commenced his tour again.
Yeah. So many were very eager to feed Mahaprabhu. In that place. Prabhate utiya prabhu chalila prema veshe. Dik vidik nahi jnana ratri divase. So one of the aspects of Lord Chaitanya is constant ecstasy. He didn't know what is night, what is day. He couldn't see. And which direction is north, which is south, which is east, which is west. He didn't know the direction, he didn't have knowledge of day and night. And also, when he would get up in the morning, he would get up with great ecstasy. Premavesh. So, just generally it depends on which guna we are in, how we will wake up in the morning. Somebody wakes up in a very morose way, like children crying, and they start in the morning. Correct, no? Or sometimes, even grown-ups can be very morose in the morning because of worrying about... I don't know how this will happen today or how that will happen today. Because of anxiety. So anxiety and moroseness are the symptoms of conditioned souls in Rajoguna and Tamaguna. Correct, no? And in Sattvaguna, one's mind is cheerful. One may recite a prayer in the morning while getting up, bowing down to Lord, and then think of the form of the Lord, prayer of the Lord like that. But one is in Vishuddha Sattva like Mahaprabhu, is always in Vishuddha Sattva. He's getting up, Uthiya Prabhu, Chalila Prema Veshe. With great ecstasy is going from the temple ahead.
Purvavat Vaishnavakari Sarvaloka Gane.
Whoever previously was made Vaishnava by Mahaprabhu. Correct, no?
Godavari Tire Prabhu Ailakata Dine.
He's saying as previously, Vaishnava is saying that Mahaprabhu converted to Vaishnava, so many people he met on the road, same way as he did before. Actually, I had one PowerPoint I wanted to show you quickly, if I get it. This is the one. I'll just show you, just to remind you. Read it quickly.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Alalnath and Lord Chaitanya's preaching during South India travels. Chapter CC Madhya Leela, chapter 7.
We already did it. I'm just going to show you the PPT. This is the famous verse, you remember? Chaudhi Kete Sababala Bale Hari Hari. This is in Alalnath. Huh? And then Kanchana Sadrisha Deha Aruna Vasana. This is also our Alalnath was is glorifying Mahaprabhu's not only bodily lustre, but also Pulakashru Kampas Veda Tahate Bhushana. The ornaments were all, you know, Ashta Sadhvika Vikar. And then they dekhiya loke ramane haila chamatkar. Seeing Mahaprabhu's ecstasy, everybody was amazed. Yata loka I say, kya nahi yaya gar. Nobody wanted to go back to home after seeing this.
Keha nacha keha gaya Sri Krishna Gopal. Premete bhasila loka stri vriddha aval.
See, this is one of the most famous pictures, no? How Mahaprabhu was dancing in this ecstatically. So somebody was dancing, somebody was singing. And Sri Krishna Gopal. Everybody was singing like this.
Dekhi Nityananda Prabhu kahe bhakta gane. Hey Rupe Nrityage Habe Grame Grame.
From here starts 10 E's. And what all Mahaprabhu did, these are the 10 E's of preaching Krishna consciousness. How he preached. So let us go one by one. This is a very, very beautiful picture of Panchatattvasi. Very rare, no? How they are dancing, you see. See, Gadadhar Pandit, how he is dancing. All of them dancing in different posture. Very beautiful, no? And then it begins from here. Mahaprabhu is walking like a lion, doing Nama Sankirtan. The first thing was this one. Alingiya is coming, no? Katakshane Rahi Prabhu Tare Alingiya. In that line, embrace is there. Okay. Vidaya Karila Tare Shakti Sancharya. That is the empower. Shakti Sancharya, correct, no? Mahaprabhu embraced some people and empowered some people with Krishna Bhakti.
Sai Jana Nija Grame Kariyagamana.
Krishna Bali Hase Kande Nache Anukshana. So, the beauty of preaching Krishna consciousness is that the devotees who are taking to it should always be enjoying the process or relishing the process or be ecstatically situated, because there is no greater preaching strategy than oneself practicing it joyfully. Imagine, Prabhupada says in that Vedanta Sutra, after writing it, Vedavyas became very despondent, morose, no? Hey, what happened? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, after writing Vedanta Sutra, Vedavyas became happy or despondent? Despondent. So, Prabhupada is saying that if Vedavyas is sitting in the bank of the river, very morose, how can people read his literature and become happy? He's asking. So, the person who is selling the goods has to be himself happy. So, that's the third point. That means, Krishna Bali Hase Kande Nache Anukshana. If a devotee who has become a devotee, you know, he is laughing and crying and dancing at every moment, that really charms the hearts of people. And fourth is, not only he should be relishing it himself, but he has to preach also, endeavor to preach. Yare deke tare kahe kaha Krishna naam. Hey Mata Vaishnava Kaila Sabani Jagram. Yeah, kaha Krishna naam. You should go around telling people, kaha Krishna naam, kaha Krishna naam. All of you chant Hare Krishna. You should be ecstatic himself personally, and then when people are attracted to him, then you should preach to them. Endeavor to preach. And then the fifth one is exchange.
Ramantra haite de gite ayalayata jana. Tara darshana kripaya haya tara sama.
You remember I told you, somebody's relative from another village comes to this village. Gramantra haite, correct, no? Then they pick up Krishna consciousness and go. That's how exchange happens from one village to another village. And then what happens?
ಸೇಯಾಯಿ ಗ್ರಾಮೀರ ಲೋಕ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಕರಯ
ಅನ್ಯ ಗ್ರಾಮಿ ಆಸಿತಾರೆ ದೇಕ್ಕಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಹಯ. ಸೊ ಸೇಯಿ ಜಾಯಿ ಗ್ರಾಮೀರ ಲೋಕ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಕರಯ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಹೂ ವೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಸ್ ಅನ್ಯ ಗ್ರಾಮಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ಮೇಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವಿಲೇಜ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಸಬ್ಸಿಕ್ವೆಂಟ್ ವಿಲೇಜ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾಂಡೆಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಫೈರ್ ಜಂಪಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಒನ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾಂಡೆಡ್. ಸೇಯಾಯಿ ಆರ ಗ್ರಾಮೇ ಕರೆ ಉಪದೇಶ ಹೇ ಮತ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಹೈಲ ಸಬ ದಕ್ಷಿಣ ದೇಶ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೋಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹೈಗ್ರೇಪ್ ವ್ರೋಟ್ ಅ ಬುಕ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೋಷನ್. ಸಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಫಾರ್ಮುಲಾ. ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸೀ ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ನ್ಯೂಯಾರ್ಕ್, ಯು ನೋ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದರ್ ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಸ್ಯಾನ್ ಫ್ರಾನ್ಸಿಸ್ಕೋ, ದೆನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದರ್ ಹಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಲಾಸ್ ಏಂಜಲಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಸೆಂಟ್ ತ್ರೀ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲೀಸ್ ಟು ಲಂಡನ್, ಸಬ್ಸಿಕ್ವೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಟು ಮಾಸ್ಕೋ, ಸಬ್ಸಿಕ್ವೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಟು ಆಸ್ಟ್ರೇಲಿಯಾ. ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ವಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಪೋಸ್ ಇಟ್ ದನ್.
ಯೈವ ತಪತೆಯಾಯ್ತೆ ಶತ ಶತ ಜನ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಕರೆನ ತಾರೆ ಕರಿಯಾಲಿಂಗನ.
ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಏತ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಲಿವೇಟ್ ದಮ್. ಹೌ ದಿ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್? ಪ್ರಭುರ ಕೃಪಾಯ ಹಯ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತ ಸೇಯ್ ಸಬ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಹಯ್ಯ ತಾರಿಲ ಜಗತ್. ಸೀ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಜರ್ನಿ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹಿ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಪ್ರಾಮಿಸಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಸೀರಿಯಸ್ ಇನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ದೇವರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸೆಡ್, ದೇ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಟು ದರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ದೇ ಗಾಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ದೆನ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸ್ಟೇಡ್ ಇನ್ ದರ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೋಲ್ ನೈಟ್ ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ಡು ಕೃಷ್ಣಕಥ. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಡೇ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಮೇಕ್ ದಮ್ ದೀಕ್ಷಾ ಗುರುಸ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ದಮ್ ಟು ದರ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗಿವ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಷನ್ ಟು ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ನೈನ್ತ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಟ್. ನವದ್ವೀಪೆ ಯೈ ಶಕ್ತಿ ನಾ ಕೈಲ ಪ್ರಕಾಶೇ ಶೇ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಕಾಶಿ ನಿಸ್ತಾರಿಲ ದಕ್ಷಿಣ ದೇಶೇ. ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಡಿಂಟ್ ಶೋ ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಪೊಟೆನ್ಸಿ ಇನ್ ನವದ್ವೀಪ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಪಡುಯಾಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ನಿಂದಕಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಪಡುಯಾಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸ್ಕಾಲರ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಭಕ್ತ. ನಿಂದಕಾಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸೈಸರ್ಸ್. ನ್ಯಾಯಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಡ್ ನ್ಯಾಯ ದೇವ್ ಟು ಕುತರ್ಕ ಕುತರ್ಕ ನ್ಯಾಯ. ಸೊ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಥಾಟ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಮೈ ಹೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ವೇಸ್ಟ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ವೇಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಸರ್ವ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಕಾಶನ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಅಗ್ರಿ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್, ಬಟ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ನವದ್ವೀಪ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೆಡಿ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ವಕೇಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಥಾಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ನಿಸ್ತರಿಳ ದಕ್ಷಿಣ ದೇಶೆ ವೇರ್ ಎವರ್ ದರ್ ವಾಸ್ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಪ್ರೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಇವೆಂಟ್ ದರ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಲರ್ನ್ ಅ ಲೆಸನ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬ್ರೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಾಟ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್, ಹೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಯು ನೋ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ನೋಸ್, ದ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್. ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದ ಹೋಸ್ಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿ ಮೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಅ ಮಂತ್. ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಹೋಸ್ಟ್, ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ವಿಸಿಟರ್ಸ್, ದ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಸಿಕ್ಲಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಾಗ್ನೇಟೆಡ್. ದೆನ್ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಇನ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಗೋ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಈಗರ್, ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸುಸ್ ಆರ್ ದರ್ ವೆಲ್ಕಮಿಂಗ್, ದೆನ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೋ ದರ್. ಪ್ರಭು ಕೇ ಭಜೆ ತಾರ ತಾರೆ ತಾರ ಕೃಪಾ ಹಯ ಸೈ ಸೈ ಸಬ ಲೀಲಾ ಸತ್ಯ ಕರಿಲಯ ಅಲೌಕಿಕ ಲೀಲಾ ಯಾರ ಹಯ ವಿಶ್ವಾಸ ಇಹಲೋಕ ಪರಲೋಕ ತಾರ ಹಯ ನಾಶ. ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಹೀ ಸೆಟ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೀಚ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೌಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪೊಟೆನ್ಸಿ, ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೌಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್. ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಡೌಟ್ಸ್ ದೆನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಓನ್ ಬ್ರೈಟ್ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್. ಯಾ ನೈಸ್ ನಾ. ದಿಸ್ ಪಿಪಿಟಿ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯೂಸ್ 10 ಈಸ್ ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್ ನಾ. ಸೊ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ವೆರ್ ವರ್ ವಿ? ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ವೈ ವಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ದರ್, Because as previously Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted to Vaishnavism, many people he met on the road. In the same manner, those are the 10 steps. Same way here also he is doing, he is saying, after some days, the Lord reached the bank of river Godavari. Now he is coming to Godavari. This is the next section coming up now. Godavari Dekhi Haila Yamuna Smarana. See, whatever river Mahaprabhu saw, he thought of. Whatever mountain he saw, he thought of. Whatever forest he saw, he thought of. Yeah. Anybody blackish he saw, Shyamvarna he saw, he thought of. Like he saw the Pratapurudra's son. He was blackish and had curly hairs. So immediately he was reminded of Krishna, like that. So in this way, so one place I read, a pure devotee may mistake a sand dune to be Govardhan. But others who can see it to be sand dune think that, hey, he's foolish. He's thinking of it to be Govardhan, but actually it's a sand dune. I can see correctly, but he can't see. Actually, such people are an illusion, he says. Why they are an illusion? Because of successfully forgetting Krishna, they are seeing it as a sand dune. Correct, no? Because if they remembered Krishna, they will see the sand dune as Govardhan. They will see any river as Yamuna, any forest as? So that is the correct seeing. That is spiritual seeing with Divya Chakshu. Prema Chakshu he is seeing. So if we don't have Prema Chakshu, we see with mundane Chakshu. Anyway, what is the use of mundane Chakshu? Correct, no? Mundane eyes. Tire vana dekhi smriti haila vrindavana. What happened? I read it.
When he saw the river Godavari, the Lord remembered the river Yamuna. And when he saw the forest on the banks of the river, he remembered Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Yeah, correct.
Sivane katakshana kari nritya gana. Godavari parahaya taha kailasnana.
So he remained in that forest, remembering Vrindavan, and he was dancing and singing the holy names, and then he crossed the Godavari and went to the, and then he took a bath on the other side of Godavari. Then, Ghata Chadi Katadure Jalasannidhane
Vasi Prabhu Kare Krishna Nama Sankirtane.
So he went a little far away from the bathing place, and then there he was chanting the holy name sitting in one place. Actually, you will find Mahaprabhu many places, you will find sitting alone and chanting. Like you will find him in Imli Tal, correct? No? He would go in the morning, probably like, you know, 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock or so, continuously chant Hare Krishna mantra in the beads, he would chant. Then he would return after that. And nobody would be there, he would be all alone chanting like that. Here also you find, he took a bath in the river. So he is very absorbed in Vrindavan mood everywhere.
Hena kale dolaya chadi Ramananda raya.
Hena kale dolaya chadi Ramananda raya.
Snana kari vare aila bhajana bhajai.
See, Ramananda raya is a governor, very big post of Madras. Just like now we have CM, Chief Minister, having so much power. So the governors also had similar power in those days. Madras means Tamil Nadu and Andhra together, correct? In those days. Now then we had Andhra and we had Tamil Nadu. So it's a very powerful position. So whenever he would come in the morning for a bath, you know, many band players would come. They would play band and they would sing songs for him. And Brahmanas also would come with him. After bathing, when he is returning, they would chant the Vedic mantras. Like that. So he would come with a big group of people. It's like a very big, very important man, no? He's a very big political post holder. So naturally he's not going to be walking all alone to the, you know, river to take bath. He's a very big personality. So with the sounds of music, he came in a palki.
Tarasange Bahu Aila Vaidika Brahmana. Vedimate Kailate Ho Snanadi Tarpana.
Along with him came a lot of Vedic Brahmanas and they made him do the Tarpana. And he's doing the oblations to forefathers and taking a bath with all Vedic rituals and everything. Prabhutare Deki Janila Ei Ramaraya. Kahare Milete Prabhura Mana Uthi Dhai. Mahaprabhu looked in that direction, immediately understood who is this person? Ramananda Raya. His heart was longing to meet him immediately. He ran. He's saying that his mind immediately began running after him. He is not running, he is sitting, but is watching, he is considering to get up and run to go and meet him. Tatapi dhairya dhari prabhu rahila vasiya. So he kept patience and sat in the same place. Ramananda aila purva sanyasi dekhiya. So now Ramananda saw one amazing sannyasi. What is so apurva about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is wonderful? His body is shining with the Brahman effulgence because he is Krishna only, no? In a Brahma, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. Another aspect of Mahaprabhu is his body is extremely handsome and very, very beautiful. And very charming. Many people became devotees simply by seeing his beauty. So he saw one amazing sannyasi. And then he approached Mahaprabhu. Ramandraya on his own. Surya Shata Samakanti Aruna Vasana. I told you, no? Subalita Prakanda Deha Kamala Lochana. Yeah, did it?
Srila Ramananda Raya then saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be as brilliant as 100 suns. The Lord was covered by a saffron garment. He was large in body and very strongly built, and his eyes were like lotus petals.
Yeah. Dekhiya tahara mane haila chamatkara. Asiya karila dandavat namaskar. So he wondered, seeing the beautiful form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he came there and he offered Dandavat Pranam to Mahaprabhu, like a rod falling flat on the ground. Uthi Prabhu kahe utha, kaha Krishna Krishna. Tare alingite Prabhu ra hridaya satrishna. Uthi Prabhu kahe, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, get up. Uta kaha Krishna Krishna, he said. He said, get up and chant Krishna Krishna's names. And then when he got up, Mahaprabhu embraced him, Alingite Prabhura, Khridayat Sadrishna. He was very eager to embrace him to his heart. Tata api puchila tumi Raya Ramananda. Teho kahe seyihana Dasa Shudra Manda. See, what is he saying? Yeah?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then inquired whether he was Ramananda Raya, and he replied, yes, I am your very low servant and I belong to the Shudra community.
So one thing you find a typical of great Vaishnavas, like when Mahaprabhu asked Pratap Rudra in the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, who are you who is singing this Gopi Gitam so beautifully? What he said? What is the shloka he said? Anybody remember the shloka? Raja kahe, Ami tumara dase ranu das. That's the verse he said. Raja kahe, Ami tumara dase ranu das. Brityara brityya kari, yahi mara ash. He said, please make me servant of your servants. Either he said. So, that is how the very advanced devotees are introducing themselves, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to write in his letters, Dasosmi. Then he put his name. I am your servant. Like that. Here also Mahaprabhu asking, are you Ramananda Raya? He is saying, yes, I am your very low servant. I belong to Shudra community. He presents his disqualification. How insignificant he is.
Tabe tare kaila prabhu dridha lingana. Prema veshe prabhu vritya dohe achetana.
So now Mahaprabhu, having known that, he firmly embraced him And both of them became mad in ecstatic love. And both of them became unconscious. Achetan. See, like that is said. Actually, you will find once Madhavendra Puri left the villages, city, towns, and started going into the jungle along with some 10-20 of his disciples. Because it is mentioned there in Chaitanya Bhagavata, you will read, he got fed up with the materialistic people everywhere, coming for Ashirvad, you know, troubling his bhajan. So he thought, I'll keep away. And then he was going through the jungle way, and every day he was doing katha and kirtan, bhajan and everything. So one of the days, on the opposite side, Nityananda Prabhu was coming. So when they both met each other, that melon of Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu is a very beautiful description. Madhavendra Puri would look at a cloud in the sky and cry out Krishna's names. Already he was in very great ecstatic platform. And when Nityananda joined, they both danced and danced. Actually, when they saw each other, they fell unconscious first. When they got up, then they did kirtan. And they jumped up high. And all the disciples of Madhavendra Puri saw him at the highest state of ecstasy. You know. And afterwards, they would sit and cry. And then there would be katha. Both would speak Krishna katha. So 10 days at a stretch, they were doing Krishna katha, Krishna kirtan. Like that. Some people say that is the time when Madhavendra Puri initiated Nityananda Prabhu. Some people say that he was initiated by Lakshmi Tirtha, they say. Both I have heard. But in any case, there is the meeting of both of them. So when great souls meet, these are things they do. Like when there was one, His Holiness Gaur Krishna Maharaj used to say, Jab rogi rogi se milta hai, vyadhi ki baatein karta hai. Jab sharabi sharabi se milta hai, sharab ka maal kitna mahanga hai, wo uske baare mein baat karte hai. और ये बनिया बनिया से मिलता है पैसे की बात करते हैं अगर भगवान के भक्त भक्त से मिलता है भगवान के बारे में बात करते हैं लाइक दैट वाज सेलिंग यू नो ए ड्रंकार्ड मीट्स अनदर ड्रंकार्ड ही विल यू आस्क हिम व्हिच इज द लेटेस्ट यू नो लिकर इन द मार्केट व्हिच इज व्हाट प्राइस ही विल टॉकिंग अबाउट लिकर इफ अ सिक मैन मीट्स अनदर सिक मैन ही विल टॉक अबाउट आयुर्वेदिक यू नो प्रिस्क्रिप्शंस एंड सजेशंस इज़न्ट इट और इफ अ businessman meets another businessman, he will talk about money, multiplying money, or escaping income tax, whatever. Similarly, when a bhakta meets another bhakta, they become unconscious, or they become ecstatic. They talk about Krishna katha, Krishna kirtan. In this way, they delight in parasparanu kathanam, bhavanam bhagavat yashaka, mito ratir, mitastushtir, nivrittir mita atmanaha. स्वाभाविक प्रेम दोहार उदय करिला दुहा आलिंगिया दुहे भूमि ते पड़िला सो नाउ द नेचुरल अटैचमेंट टू ईच अदर गॉट अवेकंड बिकॉज आई टोल्ड यू हु इज मीटिंग होम कृष्णा इज मीटिंग अर्जुन आर विशाखा इज मीटिंग राधारण इज मीटिंग विशाखा हर मोस्ट इंटीमेट associate. Lalita Vishaka are her, like two eyes for her. Very, very intimate for Radharani. And so the natural love became awakened. And both of them embraced and they fell down to the ground, both of them. Yeah. Read it.
Srila Ramananda Rai was an incarnation of the gopi Vishakha. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Lord Krishna himself, there was naturally an awakening of love between Vishakha and Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combination of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, and the gopi Vishakha is the principal gopi assisting Srimati Radharani. Thus, the natural love between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakened, and they embraced.
Now, here Prabhupada is revealing only one of the identities of Ramananda Rai. In another purport, he will say about Arjuna, it will come in future purport. Now, the Ashtasattvika vikars are manifesting. Stambha Sveda Ashrukampa Pulaka Vaivarnya Duhara Mukhete Shuni Gadgada Krishna Varna.
When they embraced each other, ecstatic symptoms of paralysis, perspiration, tears, shivering, paleness, and standing up of the bodily hairs appeared. the word Krishna came from their mouths falteringly.
See, these are all new for the other associates. The Brahmanas, they are what Brahmanas are they? Vaidika Brahmanas. For Vaidika Brahmanas, this Ashta Sattvika Vikar, in eightfold manifesting symptoms in the body, and then, Yashudra meeting a sannyasi, these are all mind-boggling. You just cannot comprehend what it is. Therefore, now they are seeing now. Vekhya Brahmana Ganer Haila Chamatkar.
Vekhya Brahmana Ganer Haila Chamatkar.
Vaidika Brahmana Sabha Karena Vichar. See, when Ramayandra I saw Mahaprabhu, he also Haila Chamatkar, but that's another type of Chamatkar. Correct, no? He saw, oh, this is like looking like Krishna. And his eyes are like lotus petals, his body is very large, and his body is shining like hundreds of suns. Oh, he also doubted, maybe this is Krishna only, already. That is Haila Chamatkar. Who? For Ramananda Rai. But here these people had another type of Chamatkar. Another wonder. What was their wonder? Sabe Karana Vichar. What was their vichar? What was their consideration? What they tried to reflect? That is given here. Eta sanyasi rateja deki brahma sama. Shudraya lingiya kene karena krandana. Look at this sannyasi. His body is effulgent like Brahma Jyoti. But he is embracing a Shudra. And both of them are crying also. What is this? They just couldn't understand. How is it? Yehi Maharaja Mahapandita Gambhira. Sannyasi rasparshe matta haila astira.
They thought, this Ramananda Rai is the governor of Madras, a highly learned and grave person, a Mahapandita. But upon touching this sannyasi, he has become restless like a madman.
See, in our Bombay Shishirada Gopinath temple, we used to have the Sunday feast program. And before the Sunday feast program, we used to have Gaurarati. In the Gaurarati, one time, Krishna Chandra Prabhu and his driver, they both were catching hands and dancing, rotating. So, one devotee was telling how Krishna Chandra Prabhu was the first one to become devotee, is Rishikesh Mufatlal, correct, no? He became devotee, but then made his whole family into devotees, children, wife, everybody. And the driver who used to bring him to temple, he also became devotee. Now he got initiated also. Now they became God brothers now. a sage and his servant both become spiritually, God brothers, correct, no? Like a millionaire and his servant, both are catching hands and dancing together. Now imagine if they do this dancing at home and all other servants they see, what will happen? They will get shocked and bewildered, isn't it? So therefore you will see that the Vaishnava exchanges sometimes cannot be comprehended by common people. Common people can get shocked. Like we have one time His Holiness Bhaktivinoda Swami had come to Pune. So we went to station with a big garland, we went with a very powerful kirtan party after 10-12 devotees went. And when we were doing kirtan only, everybody's eyes were like bright and open and people are wondering because our devotees are playing Mridangam Kartal and doing chink, very, very good kirtan. And as we moved, people are wondering which is this group, are they going to go by this train or they are receiving somebody. And then His Holiness Bhaktivinoda Swami got down. Then he got down and then he saw the group and he became ecstatic. He raised his hand and started dancing, and he dances very ecstatically. And then he told us, since you have brought such a good party, come, let's go from the beginning of the train to the end of the train. Almost 3-4 times we went until the train started. And then all the people were peeping out of the window as much as they could and everybody was singing. And Maharaj said, Bolo, Hare Krishna, Bolo. He was telling everybody, chant Hare Krishna. is telling everybody. And after that, we brought Maharaj out and brought the car. Maharaj said, don't bring the car so near. Keep it far away. Let us do some more Harinam. Outside the station also we did a lot of Harinam and then we boarded the car. So, actually people are watching many things strange for them. What is it? First of all, doing kirtan is strange for them. Big kirtan. Then we welcomed Maharaj with a big garland. Very, very big garland. People understood he must be some very big person. Then everybody fell in the platform. Dadal. you know, flat offering Vanchakalpa Drupadi. That was another big surprise for people. Everybody is watching, what happened to these people? Have they fainted or what? Then everybody got up and everybody started dancing. And for them the height is to see Maharaj also dancing. You know, western bodied Maharaj dancing, that's another. So, when common people see the Vaishnavas, Vaishnava culture is new for them. And actually the beauty of Vaishnava culture is, it excites them, it amazes them, and it makes them curious. Maybe someday they will want to come to temple and see more. Correct, no? Yeah. So here the Vaidic Brahmanas were like sort of shocked. They said, he is governor of Madras, supposed to be a sober person, and he is a Mahapandita also. And touching the sannyasi has become restless like a madman. Ecstatic. Same with our Sarvabhattacharya also. If people see him so ecstatic in Narendra Sarova splashing water, they may get bewildered. Correct, no? Because they have seen him as a Rajapurohit. Correct, no?
Yehi mata vipragana bhave mana mane mana. Vijati yaloka deki prabhura kaila samvarana.
See, they are called Vijatiya Loka. They are not Sajatiya. They are not like-minded. They are differently minded, he is saying. Read it.
While the Brahmanas were thinking in this way about the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw those outsiders and restrained his transcendental emotions.
Yeah, read the purport.
Ramananda Rai was intimately related to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he can be accepted as Sajatiya, a person with the intimate circle of the Lord, within the intimate circle of the Lord. The Brahmanas, however, were followers of the Vedic rituals and were not able to have an intimate connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Consequently, they are called Vijatiya Loka. In other words, they were not pure devotees. One may be a highly learned Brahmana, but if he is not a pure devotee, he is a Vijatiya, an outcast, one outside devotional service, in other words, a non-devotee. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai were embracing in ecstasy, the Lord restrained his transcendental emotions upon seeing the outsider Brahmanas.
Yeah, which means, sometimes when we see the outsiders, we may sometimes restrain certain behavior of ours, not to shock them or put them. For example, say, you take the Uchishta of a great sannyasi. You can accept it. But sometimes you go around distributing to other Vaishnavas. Some newcomers also have come. And if you tell them, please take this remnants. And the newcomers, they will feel it little hesitant. They will say, Prabhu, it is eaten by somebody. How can I? I have come from a Brahmana family. We never, once somebody has eaten, we don't touch it. They may feel like that. Correct, no? So one has to know when not to do something. You should not do the right thing at the wrong time. Correct, no? So one has to know the right conduct, behavior. Because these are faith-based. How much Shraddha you have, that much it works. Uchishta. If somebody wants Uchishta, they are fortunate. Somebody doesn't want, one cannot force it on them. So, because Vijatiya people means they are not of the same category. They are of a different category. Correct, no? Yeah, so one has to know. Similarly, even speaking Prabhupada pastimes, one has to be very careful. Are you speaking to older devotees or new devotees? For example, if you go to a place where people are chanting 4 rounds or 8 rounds, and then you tell the people that one time Prabhupada, in the deity room he went, and then, the kitchen, deity kitchen, one Mataji had cooked and kept. Prabhupada took one piece and put in the mouth. And Mataji said, Prabhupada, it's not yet offered to the deities, she said. Prabhupada, it's alright, it's very nice, now you offer it now. And why Prabhupada can do that? Because he is Krishna's friend, eternal associate of Krishna. So he can taste and grant permission to offer it. Just like what our Shabari was doing. Now if you say this pastime to more grown-up devotees, it increases their affection for Prabhupada and respect for Prabhupada as an associate of Krishna. When newcomers hear it, what happens? They may get bewildered. They may get confused. Hey, Swamiji is saying we cannot eat before offering. And he himself is eating. How can he do that? Correct, no? Haila chamatkar. And, you know, different type of chamatkar. So they will wonder in a wrong way. So either you can wonder in a right way or wonder in a wrong way. Therefore we have to be careful according to Desh Kala Patra, whether they are Sajatiya, Vijatiya, according to one chit present. Yeah. Now they both decided to restrain. Sustahaya duhe sei stane te vasila. Tabe hasi mahaprabhu kahite lagila. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Sarambhattacharya spoke of your good. This is one.
No, sir. I think it went ahead like this.
Yeah. When they regained their sanity, they both sat down. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and began to speak as follows.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya kahile tomara gune. Tomare milite more karila yatane. Yeah.
Sarvabhattacharya spoke of your good qualities and he made a great endeavor to convince me to meet you.
Toma mili bare more yeta agamana. Bhala haila anayase pailu darshana. Actually, I have come here to the bank of Godavari for only one purpose. What is it? To meet you only. On whose request? Sarvabhattacharya. So I came here and I didn't have to search you at all. You know, Pailu Darshana Anayase. Very naturally I have obtained your darshan. Balahaila. Very good. It so happened that you on your own came and we could easily have an interview. Rayakahe Sarvabhauma Kare Britya Jnana. Parokshaya morahite haya savadhan. Yeah.
Ramananda Rai replied, Sarvabhattacharya thinks of me as his servant. Even in my absence, he is very careful to do me good.
Okay. So from this verse, 32 to 56 is the second section. So we will do it in the next class. I want to say one or two words about the Sajatiya Vijatiya now. Actually, Sajatiya means birds of the same feather flock together. So, for example, if somebody has a taste for pastimes, another devotee has a taste for pastimes, they are able to sit together and discuss about the fine aspects of pastime. There are finer details of the pastime. Similarly, some people have flavor for reciting shlokas, rare jewel-like shlokas they collect from Padyavali, from different places. So when they meet, they exchange. You recite some shlokas and tell the meaning. Recently I heard one shloka from Amarendra Prabhu. He was said that the poet is singing, Kavi is singing, halahal, you know. He is saying that first you found a place in the breast of Putana. And eventually now you found a place in the throat of Lord Shiva. But halahal, unfortunately in the age of Kali Yuga you have found a place in the tongue of the Kali Yuga Vasis. Which means they have become very critical of one another and they always blaspheme. But when you were in the breast of Putana and Kanta of Shiva, you did two great work. By being in the breast of Putana, you know, eventually Putana got Putana Moksham and then she went to Godhead and became Dhatri. And when you came in the Kanta of Shiva, you saved all the people are saved because of Shiva's compassion. But when you come in the tongue of Kali Yuga Vasis, you know, you do the greatest destruction of, you know, relationship between people by making people speak Katuvachan. So he says, but I have no fear of you, Halahal, although you are very powerful. Why? Because in Kali Yuga, you know, Lord Chaitanya has brought the holy name. by offenselessly chanting the holy name, we can drive out this poison of Kali Yuga. Like that, there's a poem. Nice, no? So in this way, sometimes, if two devotees have a flavor for shlokas, they can exchange shlokas. Flavor for pastimes, they can exchange. Some people are philosophical people. They like to discuss about the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. Very elaborately. Some people like to discuss about, some of them have scientific bent of mind, you know, Vedic cosmology, they may talk, or Kakuda Muni's experience, time travel, you know, going to Brahmaloka and coming. Some people have interest, they can spend hours with that. So, like, you know, Michael Kremer, when he came to Pune, Chanchan Prabhu would spend hours with him, you know, because they both are scientific minded, they would spend. So, basically, Sajati actually means similar flavor, similar taste. Now, Mahaprabhu likes to talk about Vrindavan and Rasas, and Ramandrai is very expert in the subject. So, they are Sajatiya. And Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami and our Haridas Thakur also, you both are Sajatiya. You should associate with each other. You are similar type of Vaishnavas, he told them. So, in this way, but the Vedic Brahmanas were Vijatiya, because they were stereotyped Brahmanas. They were attached to rituals and rites, just like the Yajnik Brahmanas, whom we read in the Bhagavatam. Correct, no? They may be doing rituals and rites, but they can't understand the Vaishnava principles. So therefore they were bewildered, and knowing that they are getting bewildered, Mahaprabhu decided that we will not exhibit our symptoms now, we will keep a little control in ourselves. Mahaprabhu used to hide the Ashtasattvika Vikara also in many occasions. Even to Vallabha Bhattacharya also Mahaprabhu controlled himself. In front of outsiders he will not manifest, because they may get more bewildered. So we will discuss more tomorrow. Shri Prabhupada ki.